of information that Chris
has to show up. That'd be good.
I got too much stuff here.
8:30 on the clock. We'll call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented. Moved by Byers.
Second.
By Lytle to approve. Vote. 7-0. Next, motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I'd move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Nobody other than guests at this moment. If someone walks in and wants to speak, we'll go back. Next is I need a motion to open up a public hearing regarding tax-exempt vehicles owned by Mosaic and Blue Valley Behavioral Health.
I would move to open up a public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Vote. 7-0 in a public meeting. Two vehicles, one's for Mosaic here. Both signed, and also Blue Valley Behavioral Health. Both are signed by Lori Wallenberg. And one's a 2014 Ford Fusion. It's just a full tax amount. There's no. That's the Ford Fusion is for, Blue Valley Behavioral Health in the amount of $340. Be the tax exemption, and then Mosaic would be a 2014 Toyota Sienna, $420. Anybody want to see those? They're both signed by Treasurer Lori.
I would move to approve the tax exemptions on vehicles for Mosaic and Blue Valley Behavioral Health. I'm sorry, we need to close the public hearing first.
Thank you.
Moved by Byers to close the public hearing.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Public meeting is closed.
Now I would vote to approve the tax exemptions on the vehicles owned by Mosaic and Blue Valley Behavioral Health.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Discussion. Last call. Does anyone have a desire to look at them? It should be public record. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 32 through 46. Everybody get to see those?
I have them all here.
Quite a few this time.
I have a question on some of them here. It says you corrected the value back to 1-1 of 13 on several of these.
That's with Daryl Burns's?
Yes.
Okay. He subdivided his property out, and we were thinking, because he has another subdivision right there, we were, you know, making sure, and we thought, you know, we put the value as what it should have been for this year rather than what the agricultural land was as of January 1st of 2013. And he caught us on it, so we had to go back and put it on as agricultural land instead of as the subdivision. And then this next year, it will go as a subdivision.
Basically, you were a year ahead of...
Yes, we were.
Ahead of what it should have been. Okay.
Yeah.
So the residential lots were less than the ag land value? That surprises me.
Yeah.
Or,
well...
The lots were more than the ag land value.
Yes. Because a subdivision would have put it at a greater value.
Right.
Right, in the ag land value. Yeah, that just Kathy's point there, that's not going to happen too often, that it goes back to ag land value.
Good idea, but.
Thank you.
Oh, so it must be colder.
I believe everyone's seen those now. Again, need a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 32 through 46.
I would move to approve the tax correction slips 32 through 46.
By Byers.
Second.
Second by Dorn. More discussion. Vote 7-0 to approve. Next on the agenda, Roger called me yesterday, and it's time sensitive as there's a hearing tomorrow, I believe Thursday. Emergency action, so it wasn't on the agenda earlier, so it was after the 24-hour time frame, but it's I need a motion to approve or disapprove a concession of judgment in the amount of $40,000 in case 11R-062 before the Nebraska Tax Equalization Review Commission, TURC, which is captioned Ron Hasley versus Gage County Board of Equalization. Need a motion to approve or disapprove. Have Roger talk about it once we have a motion.
Yeah, to Roger, explain it a little bit, please.
Basically, this is a 2011 case. There were two of them filed. One was Farmstead out east of town here. The other is, I'll call it the Kilpatrick House, just down the street here, a block. And they're finally made their way through the TURC system, and they're coming up for hearing. Mr. Stander and Patty in her office have been working trying to find a resolution. And basically what this does is it would, we would, they call it confess a judgment up there. Basically we're stipulating that the value of the farmstead would be $46,000. Let me get my number here so it's exactly right. $40,000. It was $46,340. And based upon both Patty's review of it as well as Mr. Stanner, who is our consultant, expert witness in matters like this, they agree that $40,000 is fair and reasonable. And so basically, if we get this on file, we may not have to have a hearing tomorrow, which would we would have to take some of our hours off of our consultant's contract and rather use them for something else. And that's basically why the emergency situation came up. We've been earnestly working with them. It's not something that it looks like the 11th hour, but as most people know, sometimes that's when things get resolved. It's the 11th hour. So that's basically it. Lorraine, do you want to add anything as far as the agreement on the value? Oh, and the other thing is the Kilpatrick House, which also was challenged, will remain as we have it.
Okay, so,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No.
So he'll be withdrawing that other case.
Okay. I'll move to approve.
Move by Lytle, seconded by Byers. Any further discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Lorraine.
Well, you know about everything. My corrections in this third case is what we've been working on, so I don't really have anything new to report.
Got a quick. If somebody out there hasn't received their tax statement that you mailed out here the 1st of December or whatever,
the treasurer's office mailed those out.
Oh, the treasurer's office mailed those out. Should they be contacting you or what? Or, I mean, I had somebody this morning said they didn't get theirs, and I said, oh.
They should contact the treasurer's office to see if it came back, if we have a wrong address on it.
Okay.
And stuff, because if it came back, it would come back to them.
Okay.
And stuff, and if not, they should contact them anyway, and then they can talk to us if they didn't get a tax statement or something, and maybe there was a glitch or something. But I would contact the treasurer's office first.
If you have any extras, Terry, you'll take them?
Yes.
You'll form them.
Yeah. Anything else? I see Mr. Fritzen from the public has showed up. We're just about to close our Board of Equalization. Do you have anything you want to say for related to Board of Equalization?
Is this the time you can...
For Board of Equalization, not regular board meeting.
Well, when does the public come in? When you come in on that?
For the regular?
It's 9 o'clock or when?
For the regular board meeting? You want to do that one?
That's when it comes.
We can come back. We can come back, yeah. That's fine. Sit tight. Yeah.
9 o'clock?
Well, yeah, no, stay right there. You got something you want to say right now for Board of Equalization?
Not equalization, I guess.
We'll get you after.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little later on.
All right. Anything else for Board of Equalization?
So, I do have a question, Roger. Did you call Ron then to come in and sign that?
I called and left a message on his phone, but that's you need to call him this morning and tell him everything's been resolved, but he and Vicki need to come in and sign that acceptance.
Okay.
And they also better have made a phone call, or they need to make a phone call to Turk.
Okay. Now, I do have another question. If he does not call Turk, because I'm going to call Turk later this afternoon to see if he did. If he does not call Turk, do you want somebody from the office up there to see what's going on, or
give me a call?
Have to?
Give me a call, and we'll talk to Don and see if we need see what we need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else for equalization? Seeing none, we'll adjourn, 8:43.